With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is a worrisome development in the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's president has said a Russian drone with a high explosive warhead has struck the protective shell of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. Video footage shared by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed the moment of the impact and the damage to the confinement, including interiors of the shell being hosed down with water following the strike. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote on his social media page that the attack was carried out with a high explosive warhead. He said that the strike damaged the structure and started a fire which has been put out. I'm Karen Shamas.
Probationary employees are being let go as the Trump administration begins downsizing the federal workforce of roughly 2.4 million. The Department of Government Efficiency, spearheading the drive to fight fraud and abuse, is now online.
In an effort to be totally transparent, DOGE has launched its official website that lays out its most recent findings of bureaucratic waste. Users can access a live feed via the homepage that connects to the department's X account. The Unconstitutionality Index page shows the number of agency rules created by unelected bureaucrats for each law passed by Congress. The number of federal regulations by agency is also broken down, with the Department of Agriculture coming in at first place, followed closely by the Environmental Protection Agency. The new website also includes a link for those interested in working for DOGE. You can find that website at doge.gov. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., often described as a vaccine skeptic, has been sworn in as the nation's new health secretary. Kennedy insisting he's not out to take anyone's vaccines away, adding that his own children are vaccinated. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures down 96 points, Nasdaq futures off 29. This is SRN News. Texas considers a Ten Commandments bill.
The measure would require that all public schools post a copy of the Decalogue in a prominent place. The legislation is similar to that adopted by Louisiana last year. In fact, Texas lawmakers tried to get a commandments bill passed in 2024, but ran out of time during the legislative session. Republican State Senator Phil King says, quote, "If our students don't know the Ten Commandments, they will never understand the foundation for much of American history and law." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two students challenging New Hampshire's ban on boys playing on girls' sports teams will also fight President Trump's executive order to that effect. A judge has given the boys permission to update their lawsuit. It's the first time the constitutionality of Mr. Trump's order is being challenged in court. Last fall, a federal judge in New Hampshire ruled that the two boys can try out for and play on girls' sports teams while they challenge the state's ban. This is SRN News. The House GOP makes official its plan for large cuts to Medicaid.
In announcing their intentions to move forward with a mammoth one-bill budget plan that will supposedly sweep up key elements of President Trump's fiscal agenda, enact tax cuts, and raise the debt ceiling, House Republicans have placed themselves on a collision course with not just members of their own conference, but also Senate Republicans. While it is not explicitly stated in the House Budget Committee's document, Medicaid and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance programs are the programs most directly in the crosshairs. Even before the new Congress was sworn in this year, House Republicans made it clear Medicaid was on the chopping block, even as President Trump vowed to protect Social Security and Medicare at all costs. Brady Bennett reporting.
Former Arkansas Governor Jim Guy Tucker, he was forced from office in the wake of the Whitewater investigation, has died. Tucker's daughter says the former governor died yesterday in Little Rock. Tucker had been diagnosed with a liver condition in 1983, received a transplant in 96. He was 81. More details, SRNNews.com.